Sundance culture and how to apply Sundance culture in the in our writing system. So the next presenter will be Kang Ricky Nawawi. So Kang is our name for telling that he is older than us. Kang Ricky Nawawi is a teacher on Sundanese language at Al Masum High School and the committee of West Java Archive Society. Kang Ricky Nawawi will be presented about Sundanese script. So, Kang Ricky, please.
Thank you, Kang Rizal. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Sampurasun. Good morning, everyone. Wilujeng Enjing. I'm Ricky Nawawi. This morning, I will share experience and information to you about Sundanese script. So, let's check it out. Okay, everyone. According to data, the Sundanese script had been used since the 14th to 18th century AD. This is an example of word using Sundanese script. This script used in the media of encryption and manuscript. For example, in the old Sundanese manuscript entitled Kawih Manondari. Everyone, this is manuscript is a collection of Kabupaten Ciburui, Garut District, West Java, Indonesia. It is written with old Sundanese script and language on lontar leaf media using a knife. Its name is Peso Pangot. And now, I will show you the form of the lontar and Peso Pangot. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry, everyone. This is a lontar leaf, and this is a form pesopangot. I'm sorry. This knife is a duplication of the Peso Pangot collection of Kabupaten Ciburui. So, in the past, Sundanese ancestor wrote Sundanese script using a knife like this. Okay, everyone. And the next. Well, by the hard work of the pioneers, the Sundanese script can sustain again. Okay. Entering computer age, the Sundanese script continued to show its existence. The creativity of the Sundanese Tonoman Unicode team brings up the Sundanese script. Bring up the Sundanese script font in 2008. This is a sample of Sundanese script in the poster. So, Sundanese script can be used on the computer. One of the newest Sundanese script font that you can access for free is the Sunda Vi Unpad font. This font can be downloaded on the www.sundaneseworlds.com page. Next, as an appreciation, each participant will get a certificate using Sundanese script. You can download it later on the website www.lopian.unpad.ac.id or on social media at the Center for Digitalization and Development of Sundanese Culture Universitas Pajajaran. Finally, here are some examples of participant names that have been transliterated into Sundanese script. Nurhani Adiba from Malaysia. Luisa May Gonzalez from Philippines. Thank you everyone for your attention. The last for me, assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.